Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
John Curran in the Irish Times reports that IBM has announced plans to create 800 jobs in Ireland over the next 3 years to support the development of new software products underpinned by its investment in artificial intelligence. The Taoiseach Simon Harris has welcomed the announcement, saying it reinforces Ireland's reputation as an attractive location for tech companies. The talent pool in the Republic, home to the highest number of science, technology and mathematics graduates per capita in the EU, was one of the key reasons for IBM, according to James Kavanagh, Senior Vice President. The new roles will be in research and development, as well as sales and consulting jobs across the two main campuses in Dublin and Cork and its subsidiary in Red Hat in Waterford. The investment supported by the IDA will fuel the development of new software products using AI technologies. And we'll be speaking to the boss of the IDA about this at 8:30. Eamon Quinn in the Irish Examiner reports that wage growth across the Irish economy will turn positive this year as inflation cools and will continue to recover in 2025, according to the latest EU-wide forecasts. Ahead of a probable general election this year, the EU Commission also predicts that the Exchequer is set to post healthy budget surpluses for 2025, even as the growth in government revenues declines. In 2025, based on unchanged policies, revenue and expenditure growth rates are projected to revert to their long-term trend, with a broadly neutral impact on the budget surplus, estimated at 1.2%, it said as part of a Europe-wide economic outlook. Gordon Deegan in the Irish Independent reports that Supermax boss Pat McDonagh has stated that his group has spent between 6 and 7 million euro on purchasing houses for staff accommodation. In an interview, Mr. McDonagh said that the recruitment of staff was the biggest challenge facing fast food and hospitality businesses today. He said there are currently between 200 and 250 Supermax staff living in accommodation, mainly houses, which were specifically purchased as staff residences. Asked how much Supermax had spent on purchasing properties, he said between 6 and 7 million.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.